Our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council, busy, busy, busy during the month of May. May is beef month in the state. You're going to hear more about that in just a moment. Always want to remind you, if you're looking for a recipe, maybe you've got Memorial weekend plans, guests coming over, you want something different, the beeftips.com website can keep you flush all season long with great recipes, teach you more about the nutrition that beef provides you, let you learn a little bit more about the producers behind the plates, if you will, all across the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, the person that keeps all the plates spinning during a busy month of May, and it's already busy. I'm glad that I had a chance to join Angie and Caitlin at the launch of the 2026 Best Burger Contest in Madison. You guys just pick the right partnerships when it comes to the checkoff investment.
Well, we've really been blessed to have great partners along the line, whether it's, you know, media here in the Madison area or just being able to create unique experiences where we can get more customers in the doors of restaurants and continuing to drive beef sales across the state.
Well, and you know, we talk about the locations where so many of these restaurants participating in this year's Madison Burger Week, right downtown. So potentially a lawmaker or staff are coming in there and seeing that as a high profile place on the menu too.
They certainly do. And the other thing that we've just kind of wrapped up in the month of late April was the Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. So that was our statewide contest. And we continue to hear from those establishments that make it into our Elite Eight list every year that they are seeing new guests coming in from all over the state and are continuing to see just really strong increases in their burger traffic or burger sales. And I just got some numbers from one of our new restaurants this year who made it into the Elite Eight for the first time. And they said that they have seen over 114% increase in their daily burger sales. So it's really put them on the map. And again, they just said that they've gotten folks coming in from all over the state in a small town. It much like, of course, our winner this year, The Dump in Cambria, who's very well deserved. They've got their Tennessee whiskey burger over there that is absolutely fantastic. And they're seeing really strong results after being crowned the winner this year.
Well, and they were the winner last year too. So they really know what happens when you participate in this kind of a program.
Yep. So they made it in our Elite Eight last year. This is the third year that The Dump has made it into the Elite Eight, but the first time that they have won the contest overall. Because now that they have won it, they've said that it's bittersweet for them. But now that they've won it, they can't come back and participate in future years. But we know that they'll continue to be supportive of the industry and having great burger sales from that establishment. Number of restaurants and the number of nominations that are coming in on an annual basis. So our goal is to continue to, it really does take internal effort and marketing on their part with their staff to be able to make it into that category of our Elite Eight, because it's those folks that have some type of a point of sale or otherwise that is making their customers aware of our contest and making that nomination for them to be able to get the recognition.
Now, like we said, if you want to take a look back at the competitors from this year, maybe you're taking a summer trip and you want to hit all the Elite Eight, they've got it up at beeftips.com. Also want to thank our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association for making Checkoff Chats a possibility. You know that they have been a part of the livestock marketing industry in the state since the early 1930s, and we want you to continue to check out their website, market opportunities, and learn more about all the other services that Equity Co-op has available, equitycoop.com. Let's talk a little bit more about what's coming up then. Hey, Tammy, we've got more things that are planned as far as May and Beef Month that we don't want to have people overlook.
Right. So during the entire month of May, we have a Quick Trip advertising campaign. So when you pull in to fill up at the pump, or if you go in store at the Quick Trip locations across our state, you're going to be seeing some of our grilling ads. And they are also focusing on ground beef, whether that's burgers on the grill, if it's Taco Tuesday nights, if you're making some pasta and want to be adding in that great protein source. That's really what those ads are focusing on. And in addition to having the advertising push, we're also doing a Pit Boss grill giveaway, a smoker giveaway. So you can register for that on their app, but also if you are purchasing beef in store, it gives you additional opportunities to register for that Pit Boss.
Nice. And that's something, like we said, you're how many people in the audience today don't stop at Quick Trip at least once a day. So it's at the pump. So don't necessarily mute that advertisement or not pay attention to that. And then point of purchase inside. Nice to have those kinds of corporate partners that recognize the value of beef.
It really is. And not only is this a consumer-driven promotion, but it allows our beef producers the chance to be recognized for their contributions to the economy here within the state of Wisconsin, and for them to see some of the great beef ads that we are running statewide.
Now, we said we've got Memorial Weekend that will kind of cap off the May is Beef Month activities, but then again, kind of launch us into the official grilling season. And like I mentioned at the outset, beeftips.com really is an excellent place to turn if you've got questions or you want to make sure that you're maximizing on every dollar you've spent on that beef.
For sure. And I mean, we know that consumers are paying attention to what the beef price is at the retail store or the restaurant, but we are really seeing continued and strong purchases of ground beef. They're looking for more ways to prepare it and add it to their family meals. This month on TV, Angie is featuring Smashburger. So, you know, just another unique way to be preparing our product for their families.
Well, and let's not overlook some of the other cuts of beef that you might not have ever tried. Beef Tips can help you with a flank steak, which is a little bit less expensive. Some of those cuts that you've never tried before, you're not going to waste the money. It's probably a little more economical, and those beeftips.com recipes help you make the most of it.
Right. So if you walk into the supermarket, you see that there is a beef cut on sale that you're maybe not familiar with. Actually, on our website, you can do a search for, say it's a flank steak, and it'll direct you to some recipes that you can prepare.
Yeah, like we said, beef is always a good investment. Just think about the nutrition that you're getting. If you want to make sure that the rest of the family enjoys it just like you or your guests, then beeftips.com can help you with the simplest of recipes to make the most of every pound. Tammy Voss, along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. They are the people behind the checkoff information that you hear, all the beautiful information on that website, research, education, and promotion. That's what Beef Tips is all about. This program brought to you courtesy of our friends of Equity Cooperative Livestock. We are so grateful for their support. EquityCoop.com to find out more about them. And that is your checkoff chat.